I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
Good morning, this is Bob Sherwood from Palm Desert, California, and yes, I am living the dream. But what I want to talk about this morning for the next 10 or 15 minutes is something that we all have. It's around us all the time. It's what other people say about us, but we probably, likely, don't think about it much. But we all have one. So what is it? It's your reputation. Yes, your reputation is important. It's how other people describe you. Are you trustworthy? Are you honest? Do you call people back? What made me think of it this morning is I had a business dealing with a guy who came to me and actually wrote me a check and started working with me. We had several meetings, and then he stopped responding to my emails. I heard from a friend that he thought I was working him too hard and didn't want to work with me. That's fine. I don't object to that. There's people that I don't want to work with. But I had a business relationship with this person. So after reaching out to him almost 15 times, he never called back one time, never replied to a single email. If I hated someone, I would probably reply to an email and say, "Don't email me anymore." But we had a business relationship with him. We had contracts together. So how would I describe him? As trustworthy? No. Is honest? No. Does he have integrity? No. Does he close the loop on business issues? No. So his reputation, from my point of view, is totally tarnished. So I'm thinking this morning about my reputation, how people would describe me. And I'm suggesting to you that you spend a few minutes today or tomorrow or later this week thinking about your reputation. Now, I don't mean things like, do you want everybody to like you? Although that might be part of it, right? But it's your reputation. It's how people would describe you. And think about the terms that people might use. And I've mentioned a few of them, right? Trustworthy, honest, has integrity, finishes projects, you can count on the person, reliable. Those are all positive parts of reputation. And we all have one. In fact, if you Google reputation, you'll find out there are actually software that'll help you fix a bad reputation. I have no idea how that works. There's software that are monitoring your reputation. I assume it goes out on the web and it looks at Facebook and it looks at Instagram. It looks at things you post, and based on that, it determines what your reputation is. And believe it or not, you can get a reputation score. You can score high or you can score low. Now, I know you can do this with social media because one time I asked a publisher if they would publish my book, and they said no because your social media score is too low. My social media score was like 68. Somebody like Joe Montana or Kim Kardashian, their social media score might be in the thousands. So a lot of social media scores have to do with name recognition and how often you come up in social media. But what about your reputation? This is what I'm mentioning this morning, and it's something that we, again, don't think about too much. But every day, we're either improving our reputation or we're maybe making it worse, or we might be confirming it. But it might be a good exercise to write down on a sheet of paper, this is what I want my reputation to be. I want people to think I'm, or to believe I am, or I want people to describe me as being these kinds of things, right? And then you write down the adjectives that you want them to describe you with. Now, you can Google the concept of reputation, and you'll come up with lots of different definitions, but here's one that I happen to come across. It's the overall quality or character as seen or judged by people in general. recognition by other people of some characteristic or ability that you have. Now, a part of a reputation is, of course, what people might say about your skills. Oh, that person is a good listener. That person is skilled in Microsoft. That person is skilled in software, right? So skills are part of it. But I think skills are a derivative of the concept of reputation, right? And I don't know that our politicians think about it much anymore, because they say one thing on Monday and a different thing on Tuesday, and as a result, by Wednesday, we don't believe anything they say, and I would say, therefore, their reputation is tarnished. Now, it's more or less subjective, because I don't know of any way we can measure a person's reputation. And if you go to your best friend or your wife or your spouse and say, "Sweetheart, please describe me," that might be pretty risky. We don't really know what they might say about us, but it might be helpful to know that. For example, does my spouse believe that I am honest? Would I cheat somebody? And this brings up the issue of Goff. Okay, it's a reach, I agree. But Goff has some things that are important in reputation. And if I watch somebody play Goff, I can tell what their reputation is, because Goff has some things that require a person to be real honest. For example, did you know that if you're standing over your ball on a golf course and your ball moves and no one sees it moves, but you maybe moved it accidentally, nobody saw you moved it, it's up to you to tell your partner or your playing associate that you now have a two-stroke penalty because your ball moved. Or did you move your ball? If you move your ball playing golf, that's a couple-stroke penalty, even if nobody sees it. So reputation has to do a lot with what you do when nobody's watching. Yeah, we all might steal a pencil or some paper from our company when nobody's watching, but if our boss was watching, we might not do it. That's probably a pretty small thing, but it's part of our reputation. I've asked people many times, "Do you steal from your company?" They say, "No, I never steal from my company." And then I say, "Well, have you ever taken a pencil home?" "Well, yeah, I've taken a pencil home." "Have you ever taken a few sheets of paper home?" "Yes, I've taken a few sheets of paper home." "Well, then you've stolen." No, that's not stolen. I mean, they don't need the pencil or paper. So we're arguing degree, of course, because of course it's stealing. "Did you ever go to sleep on the job?" "Well, yes." "Well, that's stealing, right?" So what I mean is your reputation is what you do when no one's watching. Do you add a couple dollars to your expense account? Do you make a few changes here and there when no one's watching? So that's what I'm really talking about on the reputation. It's what would you do when no one is watching? We know we're all going to be on our best behavior when somebody's watching, but that's not the issue, is it? Now, this is going to be a short 10 minutes with Bob this morning, but I want to leave you with this one thought for the day, and that is that sit down and think about, what is your reputation? How would people describe you? How would they describe you if they were describing you anonymously, as opposed to, "Hey, Joe, what do you think of me?" "Oh, I think you're great. I think you're honest. I'd love to work with you." Then they walk away and say something else. So how would people describe you when they would describe you anonymously? But more than that, what do you want your reputation to be? If you want your reputation to be one of honesty with integrity, then do you operate that way with your friends? This person that I started talking about this morning, I've tried to be honest with this person. I've tried to have integrity with them. I've tried to do the things of my contract that I asked him to do, or he asked me to do. But I've not heard back from him one way or the other. So I think his reputation is tarnished in my mind. But I worry about myself. So I want to make sure that every aspect of anything I agree to do for him, I've done. and that I can document that I've done it, because that's my reputation. I don't worry about his reputation. That's his responsibility. You don't have to worry about my reputation. That's my responsibility. But your reputation is clearly yours. And if you don't think about your reputation, then it may just happen accidentally. But what would you do on the golf course if you hit your ball, you know, a foot and a half and no one saw it? Would you count it as a stroke? Or would you look around and see if anybody's watching and then hit it again? I have to think myself if I've ever done that, and I probably would have to confess that I may have done it. But I try not to do it. But I've been with people that do it all the time. I've been with people that if you look away from just a second, they move their ball to a better spot, then they hit it. I watched this morning out my window, or actually I sat outside my doorway. I'm in Palm Desert, and I saw a lady, looked like a grandmother, teaching her 5 or 6 year old how to play golf. The young boy had a golf club in his hand. He was swinging it. And I thought to myself, how great golf is. Because golf teaches you to follow the rules when no one is watching. It teaches you that there are rules to the game. No matter how good you are or how bad you are, you all follow the same rules. The professionals have a set of rules they play by, and the amateurs have a set of rules that the amateurs play by. And it's following these rules that determine your reputation as a golfer. I've asked somebody one time, a friend of mine, I said, would you bet with Joe? And they'll say, no, I never bet with Joe because he moves his ball and doesn't tell anybody and takes penalties and doesn't tell anybody, hits a ball out of bounds and doesn't count it. That's not somebody with a good reputation and not an honest person. I placed a bet a few months ago with a team, and after I lost the bet, I got an email from the person I placed the bet with, and they said, did you really place that bet, or did you not mean to place it? I could have said no, but I bit the bullet and said, no, I meant to place it. I'll send you the money. Now, I'm not bragging about my particular reputation. I'm just saying I learned a lot from golf, and I try to apply the same rules to my life, and that is, what do I want people to think about me or describe about me when they're not watching me? Am I honest when I don't have to be? And again, I'm not in any way implying that I'm perfect in all these things, but I think all of us have to give a thought again to the concept of reputation, how other people view us, how we view ourselves, and what reputation do we want? So that's all for today. That's the key word. The key concept is reputation. Thank you very much for listening to 10 Minutes with Bob. I'm leaving Palm Desert now, going over to Santa Clarita, California, where I'll be for 3 or 4 days. And I'll be still doing podcasts. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you again. Have a great day, and write down on a sheet of paper right now the word reputation. And keep that in mind all day today, and see if your reputation conforms to the reputation that you want. Signing off, Bob Sherwood from Palm Desert, California. Have a great day.